I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
Your one-stop Santa shop for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, and the North Pole. My name is Eagle, and I'm more punk rock than Rick Suarez from Psych Ward. And I am joined by the one, the only, the Rubber City Red Nose.
Oh, I don't do cocaine.
Christmas, it's that time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus and Christmas stuff. Jesus was not born this time of the year, so stop telling me how it's the true meaning of Christmas. He was born in like June or July, you Christian fucks.
Yeah.
This is a pagan's time of the year. That tree you have in your house, nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah.
All to do with the pagans.
So you're ready. You're pumped, obviously.
I'm totally pumped for the non-Jesus holiday that everybody says is a Jesus holiday.
Do you enjoy Christmas?
I like the atmosphere. I like the ambiance of Christmas. I like the lights. I like the tree. I like the music.
Mm-hmm.
I like the food.
The hot cocoa.
I like all of that shit.
So does Kirk Cameron. I just watched a part of a movie on Amazon Prime. Once again, big shout out to Amazon Prime.
What up?
Sponsor
us.
Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. He's got a movie with that, you know, about saving Christmas and all the traditions. And it opens up with like this 10-minute rant with Kirk Cameron sitting on a chair. It's not ranting. He's talking.
Every video with Kirk Cameron is like a 10-minute rant, though.
Yeah. But he's drinking this empty cup of cocoa. It's supposed to be cocoa in there. He's got the Christmas tree. He's got the stockings. You can tell there's nothing in there.
It's just an empty cup.
But he's like, I fucking love this cocoa, guys.
But he's an actor.
Yeah.
So he's pulling it off.
Yeah, Mike Seaver, bro. R.I.P. Alan Thicke.
Aww.
No.
Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Everyone you know dead. A very merry Christmas to you.
So I found myself watching Kirk Cameron tell a story, and I was like, I feel you, bro.
Is Kirk Cameron like trying to say that it is about Jesus though? Like that this,
of course, this, of course. I mean, he's. Woo! He's nuts. Kirk Cameron has a movie. There's no shit. He's like a fireman in this movie. It's a movie. It's an anti-porn movie where Kirk Cameron's character, he likes to look at some titties every once in a while on the computer, right? But his wife knows that he's like into titties, and she cannot fucking stand it. So he's got to like go through this whole thing with Jesus, you know, to stop looking at titties and vaginas on
the internet.
Computer. And, oh, man, dude, YouTube this stuff.
Child's body out of a lake for myself.
Oh, yeah, but what do you do around here other than watch TV and waste time on the internet? You know what? Looking at that trash is how you get fulfilled. That's fine, but I will not compete with it.
Well, I sure don't get it from you.
Because you care more about saving for your stupid boat and pleasing yourself than you ever did about me.
Shut up! I'm sick of you! You disrespectful, ungrateful, selfish woman! How dare you say that to me? You constantly nag me and you drain the life out of me. I'm tired of it.
You drain the life out of me.
Constantly nag me and drain the life out of me. Disrespectful woman.
I'm sorry, bro. If you're raging out like that, woman is not what you're calling her.
Oh, I can't believe I was watching some of his Christmas movie just being like, I feel you, motherfucker. I feel you, dude.
I'm relating to Kirk Cameron right now.
And then I was like, oh, that's right. That's how they get you.
There was a few Christmases that like really stick out in my mind, right? The Tyco Turbo Hopper. That was probably my first big
like Christmas. Like when I got the Turbo Hopper, that was my first remote control car. I was like nine, I think.
Remote control cars were the shit.
It was dope. And it was like the remote control car. That thing cost over $100, I think, back then.
Here comes Fun on Wheels, the revolutionary new Turbo Hopper. These sons of guns pack turbocharged engines. With you at the radio controls, there ain't no place they can't go. Turn them and they slip under, over, around, and through the darndest places. Send them cannonballing off a cliff. Yahoo! There's no stopping them. Now give them a blast of turbocharged power.
Batteries not included. Radio-controlled Turbo Hoppers and Turbo Stalkers, each sold separately. New from Tyco RC.
And so I was very lucky that, you know, I was able to get that. And I raced the shit out of that fucking thing. Went through batteries, like packs of batteries like crazy. This is back before there was rechargeable batteries and shit. Like, my mom hated buying that toy. But I think the next thing would have been when my dad bought me my first Nintendo.
No.
My Nintendo NES. And I was 11, which is many years after it actually came out.
Right.
But, I couldn't get it.
I think a lot of us experienced getting a Nintendo, like, after, a few years.
Yeah. But I think between the Turbo Hopper and the Nintendo NES, those were, like, my Christmases, man.
God bless us, everyone.
I think the greatest thing I've ever received for Christmas was tickets to Ozzy Osbourne. And this would have been Christmas in 95.
Okay.
And I've never been to a concert at that point.
So you've been, like, 16?
I was 14.
14?
And,
how old am I? Jesus Christ.
14, 15. I was 14. Oh, yeah. I just turned 15.
Okay.
And I saw that Ozzy was coming to the Gund Arena and Korn was opening up. And I was like, oh shit. Korn, who just came out with Blind and Chutes and Ladders, was all over the radio.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the show, right? And never been to a concert, but I brought it up like, oh, I really want that. And I think I wanted Ozzy Osbourne's Live and Loud CD. It was his live disc, and it had this cool little case that was like a speaker. Anyway, I got the Ozzy Osbourne CD, and I was super stoked with that. But then in the tree, there was a little card that just showed up. Had my name on it. Open it up, man. 3 tickets to Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, you lost your mind.
Yeah. And so my very first concert I ever got to go attend was Deftones, Korn, and Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a ridiculously good show.
Deftones. Oh. Well, the thing was they sounded like shit. I mean, they were all young. You could tell they weren't well-traveled bands, and they weren't used to playing these side arenas. Arenas and shit, right? I mean, they're just used to the clubs and what they got. And you could also tell that the sound guys weren't giving them the same treatment that they were giving Ozzy. There was no way.
Can't.
But when Korn did Faggot, and keep in mind, like, I'm still young. Take my friend Josh, looking over my stepdad who's there, and they start doing Faggot, and I look at my stepdad. Dad just starts cracking up. He's like, he's like, so this is the shit you're into, huh?
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, everybody was stoned, even the mouse.
In fact, the more I'm thinking about it, like, my favorite gifts when I was kids are all heavy metal related. And that's no joke. That's not just like some gimmick for this podcast, but Live Shit, Binge and Purge, the box set.
I remember when Buddy Peel got that for Christmas.
Oh.
And we listened to the fuck out of it.
Just watched the videos from Seattle just over and over again, dude. Like, I was blown away that I got it. I didn't think it was going to happen that year, but my parents were always really good at that too.
It was like $100 box set back then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were always really good at just being like, oh, it's probably not going to happen. Don't give your hopes up. But look, you know, maybe sometime down the road.
There's that one present on the back of the tree that's marked Santa Claus. It's from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, maybe Santa brought it to me.
And that's what
he did bring it to me, Santa.
But yeah, the Binge and Purge box set was a big one. Getting AC/DC live on cassette. I believe I was 11 at this time. I got a Walkman cassette player and the AC/DC live cassette, and that was all I did all day at Christmas. We go to grandparents' houses,
just sitting there with these headphones on, just listening to the Jack just over and over, like, oh, and it sounded so good. And it had all the hits live, like, you know, the Back in Blacks and Hell's Bells and, oh, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. That was my jam.
That was the best song.
I remember getting Twisted Sister, Stay Hungry, when I was really, really little, because that was the first band that I ever...
Your family's way cooler than mine, man.
These were the things I was asking for at first. Yeah. I was just begging for them. Like, Twisted Sister, I fell in love with heavy metal because of Twisted Sister, solely because of them, and I dare say Van Halen's Jump video.
What do you want to do with your life?
I
want to rock!
That is still to this day, it epitomizes heavy metal, doesn't it? Videos. Those
fucking Niedermeyer, man.
It's like, hey, I'm an outcast. And, you know, they had the one with the fat kid.
Yep.
And they're like, what do you want to do? And he's just like,
I want to rock.
And then they're like, we're not going to take it. And it's like, yeah, rebel against the parents. And I thought that I was like, maybe if I spin around enough, like I can turn into a fucking drag queen looking motherfucker and just rock and roll.
Yeah, because it was definitely cool in the 80s to wear fucking football uniforms and have makeup on.
Yeah. I like the fact that they rebelled against other hair metal bands. Like, they took it up a notch because they look like Motley Crue to the extreme. And they knew that they look like disgusting women.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And their whole thing was like Dee Snider was quoted as talking about Bon Jovi. Back in the day, he's like, what is that? Rock and roll? He's coming out and smiling. And what? Who smiles? You know, like, who smiles?
And Dee Snider is one of the ugliest motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
on the planet. And that one guitar player, I can't remember his name.
J.J. French?
I might be the one. I don't know. He was ugly as shit, too.
Yeah.
So, good for them for being an ugly-ass fucking metal band. I remember when I got my first bike. I got my first bicycle.
Christmas?
For Christmas. Now, but you have to understand, man. Like, and I was like 10 years old. And I came down the stairs, and I was so happy to see that fucking bicycle, man, because I wanted a bicycle so bad. But they got me a 10-speed with the skinny-ass tires, right? Mm-hmm. I was a fat-ass kid. I didn't understand what they were trying to say to me. Like I felt like they were trying to tell me to lose weight mm-hmm. because I felt like those kind of 10-speeds were for exercise,
right?
Not for fun. Like, I couldn't off-road with it.
No.
All my friends got BMXs and they're fucking back in the woods and the trails and shit, and I gotta ride my shit. I gotta somehow find really smooth pavement in Brimfield, Ohio.
Hey, good luck.
The only spot that you could fucking ride where there was smooth pavement was the bank that they just built and the American German Society. That was it. Even though, like, the pavement at my elementary school was all fucked up. Like, I needed a BMX. They got me a fucking 10-speed.
What do you want now? What do you want for Christmas? What's your ideal? What's on your list? You're sitting on Santa's lap. You're shooting the shit with Santa. Santa's like, hey, Redbeard, the fuck you want? What you want, dog? You know how Santa is.
I wouldn't even know what to ask for. Like, do I take the mature route as an adult, or do I just go with my kid feelings? Because my kid feelings.
It's not a trick question. I'm not saying world peace.
No, I'm just answer. No. Like, but as an adult, I want. I would like new ductwork and a furnace.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. I want not as an adult. Heat. You don't get adult shit.
I want the NES Classic Edition.
Man, don't you?
That's what I want.
Oh, I want that. That's number one on my list.
That's what I want. I almost went to Best Buy Tuesday night. It would have been Monday night, early Tuesday, because Best Buy got a shipment of them in.
Yeah.
But they did it like Black Friday, to where you had to be in line, and they passed out only so many vouchers, and then you got to buy it or whatever. These fucking people that are buying them for $60 and turning around and trying to sell them for $400, I want to rip their fucking throats out. Like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. There was a guy that actually tried to justify it on Facebook. There's a guy I know who offered him $1.
What?
He was like, $400 are best offer. And my buddy was like, $1. And he was like, are you serious? And my buddy was like, oh, I forgot to add a zero. $10.
There you go.
And he goes, are you serious? I stood out in line for 3 hours and I paid $60 for this. Like, but you just admitted you paid $60 for it and you're somehow trying to justify charging $400 or best offer?
Yeah,
like,
right?
Fucking suck a dick. I hope you die.
Okay, kids, settle down. It's story time.
I said settle down!
That's better. 'Twas the night before Pope Stink, and all through the goat, the croutons were twirling like tits on a boat. The scarves of young bellhops were basted in phlegm in the hopes that Tom Brokaw would grow on a stem. The milkman was throbbing and glaring at clamps, while erstwhile gophers molested his lamps. And I and my carrot that made me lick spheres were spanking a nun underwater at Sears.
I haven't really gotten anything for Christmas in years. I've gotten a couple little things from some friends here and there, but it was only because they knew I was bummed out about Christmas. Because they know that I'm, like, running out of family, and the family that I do have, it's like, I'm fucking pushing 40, dude. They're not trying to get me shit for Christmas. They got kids and other people to buy for.
You know, yeah, of course.
So yeah, I just kind of get shoved by the wayside.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle G. he's fine. He's got...
Oh, see, having kids now, that's my entire family. My entire family is just like, you know, we're not getting you anything, right? Like,
but we're going to get the kids something, just Evan's so you know.
Evan's going to get a little something, Timmy and Paige, of course. And I, Jessica and I are like, we don't give a shit, whatever. It's not about us. It's about these little motherfuckers.
Yeah, see, for me, in my life, it's about me.
Right.
I don't have kids. You know what I mean? I'm still a kid.
Yeah.
I'm 100% still a kid. Not mature at all. I'm not a mature dude. I still like the word poop.
It's... It's one of the best words in the fucking world.
So that's why, you know, I'm going on vacation next week. And when I say I'm going on vacation, I don't mean like I'm taking a vacation out of town or anything. I'm just taking the time off of work so I'll get extra sleep. But I'm going to every day. I'm going to GameStop every day.
Yeah.
Of my vacation before they open. And I'm waiting until I fucking get one. Every fucking day. Shit. I'm gonna get one. I'm going to fucking get one.
And then you're gonna bring it over here.
And we'll play. And
shoot straight over here.
We'll jam it out.
Yeah.
I wanna play Zelda so bad, dude.
So bad. So does so Evan. Bad. Oh man. So does my oldest, man. He's all about fucking Zelda and Link and just.
Has he played the original Zelda?
No.
Oh my god. That game was so good.
He wants
to. Oh my god. It was so good.
You know what I want? I want a new Clutch record.
That's coming.
That's going to be happening.
That's happening. I'm going to see Clutch on New Year's.
Yeah, you are.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Clutch.
Yeah.
Do you hear about the beer?
I heard about the beer.
The beer.
They were talking about it on the Rock Savages podcast.
Were they?
Yeah, they mentioned your name.
Did they?
They because did.
Bo says he doesn't have a problem with the price.
Well, he's probably looking at it from a collector's standpoint. Like, you know, it's a piece that you're going to put up on a fucking shelf.
No, he's looking at it from like a beer standpoint. Like, really? Like small batch, high demand.
Ah.
And the price point is right because of this and economy and this is your lesson.
What? He'd know.
Listen, Bo, nobody can justify, not you or Paul, you cannot justify an 8.5% alcohol beer for $17 a bottle. It's a 22-ounce beer, 8.5%.
Yeah.
For $17.
That's like what it cost at like a Kid Rock concert.
Dude, two beers. Two of those fucking beers. Two Clutch beers get you into an actual Clutch show.
Right.
The price of two fucking beers gets you in to see the actual band play for an hour and a fucking half. You can't justify a beer that is 8.5% if it was 15%. If it was like some crazy craft beer with an enormous fucking alcohol content, I would understand. But it's not. It's just New Belgium capitalizing on Clutch.
I bought two bottles of beer. Of the Clutch beer?
Yeah, and the only place that you can buy it was out in Hudson, Ohio.
Oh.
And that was the closest place, and I know this because I sell beer and wine in my day gig. And my rep, who sells New Belgium, he was like, look, this is the only place that's anywhere near here that has it, and they're only getting two cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I called that dude. It was Heinen's. I don't even know if they still have this, but it's Heinen's out in Hudson. They're the only place close that had this Clutch beer. I called the dude, and I said, hey, man, when that comes in, you save me a case. I'm buying a case. He's like, cool. I'll let you know. He calls me, and he's like, hey, that just so you know, that came in, and we have it, and then we got the UPCs fixed, so you can come in and buy it. I said, cool, do you still have an unopened case? And he says, yeah, but it's 12 bottles at $17 a bottle. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, that's rent. That's fucking rent for a case of beer. I was like, I'll come out and pick up like a two or three bottles.
Yeah.
And I did. I drove out and I got two bottles. I got one for me, which is going to sit on my shelf unopened, because I don't even fucking like that goddamn beer. And I bought one for Joe from the Outpost, the owner of the Outpost, because he's a huge Clutch fan. He fucking loves Clutch, and I love Joe. Joe's a fucking awesome dude. Nice. He deserves a goddamn beer. So I did that. But like, we're Clutch fans. We're Clutch fans. Yeah. We're not Billy Joel fans. We don't have Billy Joel money. Right? When people are fucking paying $200 a ticket to go see Billy Joel, they can afford a $17 fucking beer.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I feel you. I just think that most people aren't going to drink it. I mean, even if you bought an entire case, say you buy a case.
Yeah.
And it's at a decent price. Say you get it at a decent price.
If I could have got it for $8 a bottle, I might have bought a case.
Okay. Let's say you do that. Are you drinking that whole beer? Are you going to have like a buzz night?
I would have drank one.
One?
I would have at least cracked one and drank it.
Put them up on display?
No. My plan for buying the case was all gifts.
Oh!
I was going to drink one. I was going to save one for myself to keep on a shelf like I have right now. And then everybody at the Outpost was going to get a beer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what was going down. And I couldn't do that because it's $17 a bottle. Bo, I love you, but you're not ever going to fucking make me understand it.
Clutch is a bunch of beer snobs. Beer snobs.
I don't believe they are, though. They can't be. They can't be. The guys in Clutch cannot be beer snobs.
I don't know, man. Doesn't like half their songs just make you want to drink a beer?
Every one of their songs makes you want to drink a beer. Every album
drinking beer and rocking and beer and rocking with beer.
It's a rocking good time and you want to fucking drink.
But half their songs sound like a beer commercial. Like they're kicking up. Yeah. Like, you know, the mob goes wild. It's just like, oh shit, are we going down to the pub tonight? Get dirty.
I mean, you see the video?
On the jukebox. Of course it's video.
Ryan Dunn in a bar slapping some chick's ass and then getting his ass kicked in a bar fight.
Yeah. Like,
that's Clutch to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bar fight. Drunkenness. Clutch.
Listen up, you stinking maggots. It seems you just don't get it. Well, I've been appointed to inform you. Your days are numbered. You
I hear, you know, Tool's working on a new album.
Yes, Tool's working on a new album. That is the rumor.
And their bass player was saying that they're in no hurry. They are in no hurry.
Why would they be?
That they're writing an album that is going to blow themselves away.
Why, I hope so.
That's what they want to do. They want to impress themselves.
Yeah.
Before they put anything out. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. If the guys in Tool are going to write an album that blows themselves away, oh, this is going to be the best Tool album ever. I can't wait for it. Oh, I'm so excited.
How great would it be, though, if they put out, when they finally put out the next record, if it's just joke songs? if the whole thing's just like, my farts, they smell pretty good. I love Tool. Seen Tool in concert.
Me too.
Phenomenal band.
Great band.
Genius motherfuckers.
Their drummer, Danny Carey.
Danny Carey, former drummer of Green Jelly.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know original. That. Dude, that dude's a fucking beast.
Yes, hi, I'm hungry as fuck.
You came to the right motherfucking place. I'm about to get down in this kitchen, girl. You're going to love what I'm making right now, and you don't have a choice anyway.
What's going on, Micah T?
Nothing much, sir. Nothing much.
Are you sleeping? Why do you sound so sleepy?
I might have been, but no, sorry.
Were you masturbating, like, right before Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Because you don't masturbate the week of Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Not with dog watching.
So we hear that you have a recipe for us for Christmas time. Ooh. Something that we can take to Christmas for the family,
for the fam.
Yes, it's actually one of my grandfather's favorite things. And you know, when I think Christmas, I think about packing fudge.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Exactly,
this is the time of the year for that.
Pack some fudge for Christmas.
It's actually a really easy recipe. It's a no bake recipe. You just need like a. Basic kitchen stuff, like, you know, you might be able to say you need a double boiler, but you're probably like, what the fuck's a double boiler?
Oh, see, I know what that is because I cook, so.
Yeah, well, just get yourself a nice, you know, metal bowl and put on top of a nice pot full of water boiling and use that and a whisk. That's all you guys need.
Really?
And
No fudge at all? No chocolate?
No chocolate? Butter. You just need water, boiling water and a couple pans and a whisk?
Yeah, well, you're going to need some chocolate chips.
Oh, there it is.
Ooh.
And some peanut butter.
chocolate chips and peanut butter.
And some marshmallows. And some butter.
And that's it? No, like, powdered sugar? Yeah. Nothing like that?
No, the marshmallows take care of the powdered sugar.
Ah, yeah, that would. Ah. That would. I wasn't even thinking. I'm so fucking stupid.
No, you're not.
Aw, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
Cute, adorable.
He was fishing for compliments.
I was.
Yeah, basically, you start off, you melt the butter in the bowl that's heated on top of the stove with the boiling water, and you melt that.
Melts
and then from there, you melt in, it depends about a pound of butter.
About a pound?
Yeah.
How much fudge is this going to make? How much fudge is this recipe going to make?
That's, I don't know, brick of fudge, I don't know.
A brick of fudge.
I'll take it.
I mean, it depends what you want to put the stuff in, you know, to chill off with. I mean, usually I suggest like a bread loaf pan, or you can always grease up some cupcake things, maybe little cupcake fudgy things, or, you know. So, your fudge wherever the hell you want to, really. I don't care, but yeah.
Okay, so we started off with a pound of butter. We get that in the double boiler, get that rolling.
Melt that shit.
Yep. Now you're adding your chocolate chips.
Throw those bitches in.
We like a bag of them? Like half a bag?
Yeah, it's a decent sized bag.
Okay.
Not a little tiny, a regular sized bag of chocolate chips, I guess. Now you're going to add in about a cup and a half of peanut butter.
Okay.
Now, whether you use chunky or creamy, it's all good. You know, some people like some chunks of their fudge, some people don't like chunks of their fudge. I mean, I like creamy, personally.
A lot of people find peanuts and fudge.
Yeah, that is true.
And then you're always going to keep whisking the entire time just to make sure it's nice and creamy. Now, if you're getting to a point where it looks like it's getting too thick, you're going to add in some more butter. But a pound of butter should do. Then finally, you're going to add in a half a bag of marshmallows. I suggest you use the tiny marshmallows. Giant marshmallows, you know, the bigger ones, they kind of do more harder to melt. But the small marshmallows, they're good for hot chocolate. They're pretty damn good to use for this. And you whisk them in, so it's going to get nice and thick. You can always use, like, wax paper in a bread pan or something. Or you can always, you know, you can form them into all kinds of stuff. And
dicks. You can form them into fudge dicks.
Yeah, you can make some fudge sticks. Make crosses out of them. You know, torment your neighbors, you know.
Upside down crosses? Can you make upside down crosses too? I don't know how that works.
All right, because they could just turn the pan around and they would be like, oh, it's right side up.
So stupid!
You would know that they were upside down, though. Like, when you gave it to them, you would be like, that's a satanic pan of fudge. And they would be like, oh, it's a Christian pan of fudge.
So you just let it congeal, you just let it...
Just let it chill in the refrigerator. Don't put it in the freezer. Just put it in the refrigerator. Let it chill. It'll probably chill in probably about 5-6 hours. And it's good to go.
Good Lord.
Okay, so I don't recommend, like, smoking weed while you're doing this. Because 5 or 6 hours is not going to happen.
It's like a little bit of chocolate chips for you, a little chocolate chips for me. Right. As you're talking to the bowl that you're throwing them in.
It'll be like half solidified in the fridge. Yeah. And you'll be like, I want a piece. But then you can't. And then you're eating it with a spoon. And
I'm totally going to... We're going to have to come over and get some more recipes for Micah T from Mr. Zub's downtown Kent.
Mr. Zub's Deli. Yeah, downtown Kent.
Downtown Kent.
It's connected to the Water Street Tavern down there in Kent. Kent, Ohio.
$2 happy hour all day long.
Ooh.
That's dangerous.
And they have fish bowls. Like, I thought they get our fish bowls in 1990, but they actually still have fish bowls. It's kind of weird.
All right, I love you, dude.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
You have a wonderful Christmas. You have an awesome fucking Christmas.
I hope you do too, man. I hope it's great, and I hope Santa brings you stuff.
Yeah.
Brings you what you want.
We're getting together.
Even though we both want the same thing, and neither one of us are going
to
get it.
Well, if one of us does get it, that means that we get to play it with the other person.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
So,
but again, like, I'm going to take my whole fucking little vacation that I got next week.
Yeah.
And I'm going
dedicating
to camp out.
It to get
dedicating it to get that fucking system, dude. Shit. I want it bad.
Shit. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, man.
I want you to get it. I really want you to get it. I'm hoping to play a lot of Xbox with Evan since he's going to have his own.
Yeah.
So he can be in his room playing, and I can be down in the living room. And we can just play games online with each other that we couldn't do before.
From 20 feet away.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the games nowadays, you can't play split screen online together.
Right. And it sucks even if you have to. Like, if you're playing split screen online with somebody else, it still sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it really does. If you don't have a full screen to play with, it blows.
And he'll
be stoked.
And normally with most games, what you'll have to do is you'll have to buy two different copies so you can each play them. But with the power of the digital, the Xbox Live,
yeah.
I keep his account on my Xbox One. We just put my account on his Xbox One with him, and then we can just play each other's games and share the gold, because Xbox does that now.
So, he's a gold digger.
Yeah.
He's a broke.
Shame, messing with no broke.
You know what I miss about Christmas?
Hmm.
My dad's food. Duck. My dad used to cook ham and duck every fucking Christmas, man. I miss that duck so much. I want to cook, but I don't have a place to do that. I don't have a place to do that. I don't have a kitchen. I don't have a good oven. I don't have a lot of room, and I don't have a family to cook for. So if you have a family to cook for and you get to hang out, such as yourself,
mm-hmm.
feel lucky. Feel lucky.
I do.
Count your blessings.
I love it.
If you want to call them blessings.
Blessings.
Yeah. Again, nothing to do with Christ. This holiday has nothing to do with Christ.
Fuck that too.
Everything to do with candy and presents and trees.
Those are my favorite things. Those are my favorite things. I say let's not even do a badass band of the week this week. Let's just play them out with some fucking Bing Crosby.
Yeah, let's play some Christmas music.
Yeah.
This is for you guys. Merry Christmas to everybody from the Keeping It 99 fam. I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
My name's Eagle. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, the status quo is so over, 'cause we brainwashed half the voters. She's our scapegoat in a big gold cup. Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. 'Cause Washington's so corrupted, and it really needs disrupted. Trumpigator is going to chomp. Drain the swamp, drain the swamp, drain the swamp. When we finally take D.C., how they'll hate coming out to the storm. Push all of the LGBTs back in their closet so warm. So you think that we're all cold-hearted? Well, we're only getting started. Get in line with that right-hand pump. Seek Heil Trump, seek Heil Trump, seek Heil Trump.
While we got you on the line, I want to ask you. You've worked at Mr. Zubs for a good while. You've worked at the one in Akron. What's the drunkest encounter you've ever had with a customer?
That'd be the guy pissing on the deli case.
A guy that pissed on the deli case?
Yeah, he fell asleep on top of the deli case. He woke up, thought he was in the bathroom, unzipped his pants, pulled out his micro penis on the deli case. We had to wrap a trash bag around him and drag him outside.
Wow. Mr. Zubs, conveniently located in downtown Kent.
And I promise, Mike is doing his best to keep pee out of your sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely. He will not let it happen.
He's not in his fucking deli.
Not again. No.